how we treat other people, you and I, says a lot about the Jesus that we believe in, or perhaps more to the point, the extent to which we actually do believe in this Jesus. So, how do you treat other people? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. From the time we were little, we were taught to compete at school, in sport, on through tertiary education, and into the job market. And sometimes we compete so hard that whilst we do indeed end up on top, when we get there, we discover how lonely on top can be. Now, don't get me wrong, we do need focused, outcome-oriented people in this world. But the danger is that you can end up leaving a trail of hurting people behind you. One of the things that I love about Jesus is that on the one hand, he was really focused. He knew exactly why he was here and where he was headed to that cross. But along the way, he stopped for people that maybe you or I might not have stopped for. He touched people that perhaps you or I might not have touched. He left a trail of people behind him who'd been blessed immeasurably for having met him. The Apostle Paul later wrote this in a letter, 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, "Follow my example, just as I follow the example of Christ." It turns out that focus and achievement on the one hand need not be an impediment to love and kindness on the other. Can I challenge you today to choose one of the gospel accounts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and read it from beginning to end, paying particular attention to how Jesus maintained his focus and at the same time, how he treated the people with whom he came into contact. Now, follow the example of Christ. That's God's word fresh for you today. Makes you think, doesn't it? And that's the whole point. God wants to stretch us to become all that he made us to be. So if you'd like to go a bit deeper, then let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and right there on the homepage, you'll see This Week on TV. You can watch this week's half-hour television message for some more in-depth teaching straight out of God's Word. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com. I'll catch you next time.